Mr. Kyle Delevoe in studio. Dang it, big guy. Mother Nature just... can't give you a break.
I can't say what my firework guy said on the radio. So
I heard about that. Brian kind of told me on that one. But yeah, storms are in the forecast for tonight. So you guys met yesterday right before lunchtime and made the decision to get to move it indoors, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, of course, these are hard decisions. It's like, do you roll the dice? The problem is, you know, probably people realize a little bit, but probably not fully the amount of money that's invested to make this event happen. And if, you know, we're out on the midway and lightning comes or, you know, heavy rain, there's no refund for any of the things that we've spent money on. And so the vast majority of that can be moved inside. So all of our kids' games, all of our inflatables, the carnival rides, all of those things are going to be inside at the Kiplinger tonight, starting at 6. And it's going to be just like the Midway was operating. So from 6 to 9 inside the Kiplinger, then the band, Switchback, great band, Omaha Carney Band, is going to be playing from 9 to 10:15. And then... if everything holds on the forecast, we should have fireworks at about 10:15 tonight. They'll set all those up. I know they're up there. They'll be up there within the hour setting all that up. Then they tarp it. And as long as there's no huge downpour or as long as there's no lightning at 10:15, then the fireworks will go off just as planned.
Yeah, hopefully if there's any storms, they're moved on out by 9 or so and everything will be a go for 10:15.
Yeah, and you know, I'd love it if we just have great weather all evening and it wouldn't even be an issue. But either way, we're going to be inside and we just think that that's the best, you know, the best option. That way we can ensure that everything is still available to everyone. And of course, we'll still have all the food trucks. They'll just be right outside the Kiplinger so you can walk outside, you know, get some food and come back in. We'll have Easy Up sitting outside the of the food trucks. So if you're standing in line to get your food, you can, you know, you won't be getting wet or whatever. So I think we have a good plan to make sure that we can carry on just as we planned the entire time.
Yeah, a lot of good variety in foods, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We have, I think they said yesterday, 12 different food vendors this year. And if you give me a second, I'll tell you what those are. I know it's Pro Cops Smoke and Barbecue out of North Platte. Piggly Wiggly will be there for sure. Max Carniceria CB, Popping on the Bricks, The Scoop will be there. Man, let me look so I don't miss anybody.
Fatty McGill's?
I'm not sure if Fatty's is okay. There this year, actually. Okay. Here we go. Sorry, I should have had this ready to go.
No problem.
Yeah, well, why can't I find what I need to find? Anyway, so here we go. We have Popping on the Bricks, Pro Cops, Fatty McGill's. You were right. I forgot I saw them on the list. Carniceria CB, The Scoop, Hot Dog Shack, Piggly Wiggly, Max Drive-In, and Loop Brewing Company are all going to have food there. So, I mean... if nothing else, man, if you don't want to come inside the Kiplinger and enjoy everything going on in there, come out and get some great food from a food truck. And, yeah, the band's going to be great. They'll, like I said, they'll be on at 9 o'clock. And fireworks, I think, are going to be just as great as they've been the past year. J&M Displays, of course, they do fireworks for, like, Kansas City Royals and pro sports teams all over the country. So they just – it's what they do. So they do a fantastic job of it. That'll be it. 10:15 tonight, and so we still have, like I said, all the carnival rides, the inflatables, Dunk Tank. Got some great names on the Dunk Tank. Cali Curl, I think, is like 6:45 tonight, so, you know, if you ever wanted to dunk her, that'd be a great time. I don't have that list in front of me, but it's on our Facebook page if you want to see. If, you know, if you have a vendetta, you circled somebody's name, you know, in your yearbook back in the day, you
right,
know, like
right.
Tonight might be the night to get some revenge, so.
You were working with Giles Bowman over at the Red Oak County Fairgrounds. He's really helped you out, hasn't he?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I can't really say enough about our community partnerships are amazing, but Giles yesterday, you know, we're kind of like, what are we going to do? Like, we're, you know, there's a potential we're going to lose a whole lot of money and not have anything for our community, which is really, you know, we want to have a great event for the community. And Giles just jumped into action. He said, hey, what about this option? Or what about this option? And, you know, we looked at different places, different ways to make it happen. At the end of the day, you know, the arena is just the best place to have it. And, you know, they have the cement apron up there, and they got the kind of the side bullpen where we'll have the petting zoo will be in there. It's just a lot of great space in the arena. And so Giles made all that available. His team has been making adjustments. I know they put in a lot of hours yesterday and will put in a lot of hours today so that we can have it in there, you know, because and all because they love the community and they want great things to happen, you know, and they do. That place has things going on all the time for our community. And so, yeah, just a big shout out to the Red Willow County Fairgrounds and the whole crew up there have been amazing.
6 o'clock start time tonight.
Yes, 6 o'clock. Don't miss it. Grab your kids and come on up and enjoy lots of fun for free. Only, you know, the crazy thing about this event is because we have such amazing sponsors, the only thing that costs any money is a dunk tank. Mm-hmm. And any money that's raised, we have some buckets sitting around. We have the dunk tank. Any money that's raised actually goes to local police and fire. They've been working, I think, over the last few years, we've given almost $5,000 for breaching equipment and tactical vests to keep them safe while they're out on, you know, doing the things that they do. And so that's what we're going to go again, you know, tonight. And hopefully this is going to be the year that we'll push it over the edge and they'll be able to get all the things that they've been needing. But so any money that gets raised at the event, it doesn't go back into the event. It doesn't buy the fireworks. It doesn't do any of that. It goes to a local organization. Typically, it's been the McCook Police and Fire Department. So,
and also, you're inviting all those folks to please come on out tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Rich. I about forgot. If you fit any of those categories, if you are police, fire, EMS, you know, volunteer EMS, if you're a veteran, if you are current military, we want to buy you dinner. You just come to the office. There is going to be our hospitality center. You just walk in. We'll hand you a gift card for a free meal. You can go to any of the food trucks that you want. We'll buy you dinner tonight, and we're proud to do it. We're happy to do it. I just want to say thank you so much to all those people who have served and who have loved and cared about our community and our country and made it a place where we can live free and safe.
All right. Parking, as far as up there.
Free for all.
Just there's lots of parking available.
Lots of parking. Yeah,
there is.
Yeah, just know you're going to come to the arena and not to, you know, not out on the midway.
Exactly right. Thanks, big guy, for coming by.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
6 o'clock start time tonight.
Absolutely. See you there.
You betcha.